defensively for the Redskins, you mentioned a couple of free agents you brought in a couple of years ago, Cofield, Bowen. I mean, to me, defensive line is your strongest position. We're sitting here in February, and we have kind of fun with it. A few years ago, it was tight end. Again, it's in February right now. Yeah. But as we sit here in February, I would have to think you're pretty secure in your defensive line.
And that's what you want, because you can't find those guys. You know, you get, Cofield. He's elected captain by, obviously, the football team, as well as Bowen. And you take two defensive linemen that come from different teams, different organizations within the NFC East, and they're the guys going into the second year that your players are looking up to and playing at a very, very high level. And, you know, that's what you're looking for in free agency. Not only they're young, but they're very, very character-oriented guys that can lead football players, and, you know, that's where it starts.
What does your gut tell you about London Fletcher? Mm-hmm. He talks of needing some time, and, of course, he's earned that as hard as he's played over the years, and his longevity as a football player is without equal. But what do you think? Is he coming back?
I really don't know. And, you know, one thing you have to do is you got to have a mindset that there's no way you're going to retire, because if you're thinking about retirement and you're not really sure, at least when I look in my previous years and you look back at guys, if you're thinking about retiring, you're probably already retired.
Right.
You know, London's the type of guy that, you know, you don't even want to ask him a question, because his mindset, he's a warrior. You know, how hard he's played, what he's done for this organization. But all those things, you got to have a game plan for. You know, if he does come back, he doesn't come back, you're taking a look at your financial responsibilities from the camp. If you do have, you know, the hit that we may take, or some of the hit, you just don't know. So we got a game plan for all scenarios, but, you know, you're always hoping that your great players keep on playing at a high level.
Coach, I think the prevailing opinion is, when you look at that 51st overall pick, second round, your first pick, and getting fan emails at defensive secondary, safety specifically, a lot of folks think the Redskins will go in that direction. How badly do you need some help in the secondary?
Well, anytime you lose a guy like Merriweather, Tanard Jackson, guys that you had targeted to start, and all of a sudden they can't play, and other guys got to, you know, fit in, you feel good about the guys that did fit in, and they got some experience. You got a guy like Pugh, you know, whoever knew who Pugh was, you know, picked him off the street, and I thought he came in and played at a pretty good level.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows what Reed has done for us. But hopefully you get some of those guys back, you mix it in with a good draft, and hopefully it's a difference for us next year.
Coach, Kirk Cousins was a pick that last year you got the business on that pick, and obviously it was the right move at the time. If Kurt were coming out this year, would he be the top quarterback, you think?
No, there's no question in my mind. Yeah. I thought he was a first-round draft choice last year. So, you know, there's different people that, you know, they don't make a living looking at players. You know, we make a living looking at players. And I thought he was one of the better players, you know, in the draft last year. So, but you're not always right. You know, they got to go out and, you know, perform at a high level. But I was really pleased with Kirk in the preseason. I was really pleased when he took advantage of the opportunity when he played against Cleveland. But more importantly is how he prepares, and, you know, how he looks at the game. And you get a guy like Robert, you get a guy like Kirk. You're always hoping for those type of guys to set your organization in the right direction. And, you know, that's what's happened to us. We got two young quarterbacks that know the difference and how to prepare, how to win. And hopefully we can keep on doing it.
You know, obviously we wish a very speedy recovery for Robert, but this will result in more reps for Kirk. What will that mean for him?
Well, you know, usually your first and second team quarterback are getting the same amount of reps going into the OTAs.
Right.
But when you do get a chance to work with the first unit, it does give you a chance to work with, you know, the number one guys. So it'll be great for Kirk. It'll be a great opportunity for him, and he'll take advantage of it.
Coach, after the season ended, you mentioned the fact that final field that the Redskins played on wasn't the greatest field. Mm. And Bruce Allen recently mentioned the need to possibly resod next year. When the fans bring up the field to you, and I'm sure you've heard quite a bit about it, what do you tell them?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I've been through a lot of scenarios where you go into the playoffs where the field's not very good. In San Francisco a number of years, and Denver a number of years. And, you know, both teams play in the same field.
Right.
So, you know, are people slipping and sliding, those type of things? I haven't seen a lot of that. Now, saying that, we're going to make sure that our players play in the best field. If we got to resod it twice during the season, we'll resod it. I do feel like a number of people that when you take a look at it in the playoff game, you said, hey, when you get to the playoffs, you should have the best field, you know, possible, and we're going to look into that and get it done right.
I know the fields down in Richmond are going to be sure nice, and we've been down to Richmond a couple times. And, again, when you were introduced as Redskin coach, you were very honest. You felt that training camp away from home builds that bond and, you know, gives the guys a little bit of a break, which they might feel better about in November, December, after going through the grind. And how much are you looking forward to going down to Richmond?
I'm looking forward to it. And a lot of people don't understand. UCF training camp, you were gone for a while. You know, now it's 17 days. So you don't have a lot of time to bond together. So when you can go someplace, just get out of the facility. Don't tear up your fields that you have, your practice fields at home. Mm. Get to a different spot. You know, you're still going from 6 in the morning to 10 or 11 at night every night. And it is all football. And it's fun sometimes to pick up where you get your football team together, coaches as well as players, get to a new environment. It's camp. Everybody's going in the same direction. You spend a lot more quality time together. You kind of build your camaraderie as a football team. And then when you do go back, you're saying, hey, it's ready for the season. Let's go. So I've enjoyed that type of atmosphere.
The people in Richmond, man, they're excited. I'm telling you, they're excited to get the Redskins down there.